Well, later this morning, the New South Wales government is going to reveal its roadmap for the next month. It might include using rapid COVID-19 tests for essential workers to try to curb the spread of the virus. They're tests that you can use at home or before you start work, and you get a result pretty quickly. But as Isabel Rowe reports, the Royal College of Pathologists is strongly against the move, warning they aren't accurate enough.
In pharmacies and supermarkets in the United States, an at-home COVID test can cost about $30. The first company to break into that market was Queensland-based tech company Illume, run by Sean Parsons.
The tests that we create are 15 minutes time to result and enable people with COVID to be identified correctly in approximately 97% of cases.
The rapid antigen tests detect proteins in the virus, and in Sean Parsons' product, the positive or negative result is delivered on a smartphone.
That technology has been taken up widely by most of the rest of the world in managing their response to COVID.
The issue in Australia is that the tests are not currently approved for personal use. But as authorities in New South Wales try to come up with new ways to bring down COVID case numbers, Coalition backbencher and paediatrician Dr. Katie Allen says they're an obvious solution.
It needs to be added to the armamentarium of our COVID response. The PCR test, which is where they're looking for evidence of the genes associated with the virus, is always going to be gold standard. But that takes place in a laboratory. So what I'd like to see is frontline workers at a high exposure rate to potential COVID having access to these tests on a routine and regular basis.
Illume CEO Sean Parsons says there is scope for in-home testing for diseases.
There was an exception made in 2014 for HIV. There was an extension to that exception list in 2019 to include a number of illnesses, including influenza. Obviously, COVID wasn't around then, so COVID wasn't included on that exception list.
Could it be?
Well, that would be a matter for Minister Hunt and for the federal government to evaluate.
The Royal College of Pathologists of Australasia is adamantly against rapid antigen testing at home. Dr. Lynn Waring chairs its microbiology committee.
Using the very best of these rapid antigen tests, and they are very variable, between 7 in 10 or 9 in 10 of the positive results would be false positives. But more concerning than that in our current setting is that between 1 in 2 or 1 in 3 of the positive cases by a PCR would actually be missed by these rapid antigen tests.
Pathology companies receive a Medicare subsidy of up to $85 for each PCR test used now. And some rapid test manufacturers argue pathology companies stand to gain financially if the PCR test remains the only one available. But Dr. Lynn Waring says she has no conflict.
The college itself is a voluntary organisation, so it's not gaining anything from the testing. We're more concerned about the quality of the tests.
Australia's drug regulator, the TGA, says it's only approved 18 rapid antigen tests in Australia for use by medical professionals only. But it says a trial is underway in aged care homes in New South Wales to determine their effectiveness in outbreaks.
Isabel Rowe.